Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Onions, yes, we've got a winner. A 5-2 day on Wednesday. 14-6 now over the last 3 days. And sports gambling's not easy, so you need to celebrate your success when you have it. And I'm doing so today. So let's recap the winning card for Wednesday. And I've always said picking out that absolute best bet isn't the easiest. And on a 5-2 day, wouldn't you know, one of my losers was my absolute best bet. I had Colin Sexton under the 21.5. Didn't work out for me. He scored 24. My unders go 2-1. I lose on Anfernee Simons under the 24.5. He scored 29. I cashed on Bayul Kalalabi. I can't pronounce anything. Under the 8.5 points, he scored 7. So I get to cash the ticket. I cash on Deontay Murray under the 22.5. He scored 18. My overs go 3-0. I cash on Jalen Suggs over the 9.5. He scored 19. I cash on Harrison Barnes over the 10.5. He scored 11. Probably didn't deserve to get that one home. He only played like 15, 16 minutes, but he made the most of it offensively anyway and cashed by the half a point. Then I cash on Dylan Brooks over the 10.5. He scored 11, so I get that ticket home as well. So once again, 3 consecutive winning days here on the Prop Bet Show. We'll go for number 4 here in just a moment. But before we get to the card, we are proud to be partnered with Shields here on this podcast. So gear up for the bracket battles ahead. Check out their huge selection of college fan gear, including some of the hottest items out there, like the Caitlin Clark Never a Long Shot and You Break It, You Own It t-shirts. Actually, just bought one of those for my daughter yesterday. Find your latest team gear by clicking the click the link in the show notes. I can't even talk here. So you look your best for March Madness. They have hats, shirts, hoodies, yard games, team tumblers, clocks, flags, and more. Get game day ready by clicking the link in the show notes. Now, let's get to the card and see if I mispronounce about 10 names. We start with my absolute best bet. It's Andrew Nembhard of the Pacers. Under the 10.5 points against Minnesota at the minus 120. So the Wolves rank first defending the position. They rank number 1 in points allowed. They rank number 1 in field goal percentage allowed. Nembhard is averaging 9.2 points per game of the season, 9.9 points per game since the All-Star break. He's finished under this number in 4 consecutive games. The Wolves, once again on defense, are number 1, number 1, and number 1 in the metrics I look at. So I'm going to take the under. Give me Andrew Nembhard of the Pacers under the 10.5 points at the minus 120. Next up on the card, another name I can't pronounce. I can't pronounce any names. It's Ayu Dosunmu of the Chicago Bulls under the 13.5 points at Golden State at a minus 105. So the Warriors rank 8th defending the position. They rank 7th defending the 3. They rank 9th in field goal percentage allowed. Dosunmu is averaging 10.7 points per game of the season, 15.3 points per game, though, since the All-Star break on significantly increased minutes and attempts. He was averaging just 7.8 attempts per game. Now he's averaging 13.6, so this is a high-risk bet. He's gone over the number in 8 of 10 games prior to the 8-point effort at Utah last night. So once again, a lot of good reasons potentially to like the over. 1 game against Golden State this year, limited playing time, 17 minutes, 2 of 4 shooting, 6 points. I don't love it, but I still see more downside than upside. So I'm on the under here with Ayu Dosunmu of the Bulls under the 13.5 points at the minus 105. Next up on the card, it's Kelly Olynyk of the Toronto Raptors under the 13.5 points at Phoenix at the minus 117. So the Spurs rank 3rd defending the position. They rank 7th in field goal percentage allowed. They rank 12th defending the offensive glass. Kelly, I'll just go with the first name here, is averaging 8.5 points per game of the season, 10.4 points per game since the break. 3 games against the Suns this year, 16 minutes, 4 of 5 shooting, 9 points. 20 minutes, 3 of 4 shooting, 7 points. 20 minutes, 1 of 4 shooting, 6 points. All 3 games to the under, I'll take any of the 3. His minutes have increased in March, but he's still only averaging 11.7 points per game this month as a starter. He's gone under in 2 of 3, but going from props, or excuse me, he's gone over in 2 of the last 3, but the props have increased from 7.5 to 11.5 and now 13.5. That's a bit much in my mind. So I'm going to take Kelly Olynyk of the Toronto Raptors under the 13.5 points at the minus 117. Next up on the card, it's Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics under the 27.5 points at Denver at the minus 115. So the Nuggets rank third defending the position. They rank seventh in points allowed. They rank eighth in field goal percentage allowed. Tatum averages 27.1 points per game, 26.3 points per game since the break. One game against Denver this season, 39 minutes, 9 of 24 shooting, 22 points. I'll take that again. Last four for Tatum, 29, 32, 27, and 26. So yes, this could be very sweaty. And all four of those games, above average shooting percentages. So maybe a little bit of regression opportunity for us. He can hurt you in a hurry, though. He can score 10 straight. But I'm going to go with the under here. This might be a supporting cast type tonight. So let's go Jason Tatum of the Celtics under the 27.5 points at a minus 115. Next up on the card, we go to the overs, and we start with Mikal Bridges of the Brooklyn Nets over 23.5 points at Detroit at the minus 105. So the Pistons rank 21st defending the position. They rank 27th in points allowed. They rank 25th in field goal percentage allowed. Bridges is averaging 21 points per game, only 16.6 points per game since the break on terrible shooting, 38.1% versus 45.2%. Two games against the Pistons this year, 33 minutes, 9 of 17 shooting, 29 points. 40 minutes, 6 of 14 shooting, 21 points. Bridges has gone under this number in 9 of 10 games. Monday, he was just 4 of 14 shooting against Memphis. Tuesday, he was just 4 of 12 shooting against Philadelphia. He only shoots 41.5% on the road this year. Yes, I'm getting distracted with college basketball on the side here. I have a game coming right down to the end for my first half under, so I need to cash that ticket. So sorry for the distraction there. But where I was going is everything points to the under. A great case for the under, but he's playing the Pistons. It's a bounce back spot, so let's get some points here. I'm on Mikal Bridges of the Brooklyn Nets over the 23.5 points at the minus 105. I don't know if I can do these shows when I have college basketball on. I am super distracted. Next up on the card, it's Bradley Beal of the Phoenix Suns over the 20.5 points against Toronto at the minus 107. The Raptors rank 21st defending the position, rank 23rd in points allowed, rank 22nd in field goal percentage. Beal is averaging 18.2 points per game in the season, 18 points per game since the break. Both under this number. He's gone under this number in 4 or 5 games. He's coming off a dreadful 6-for-18 shooting night at Denver. But once again, no Booker tonight for Phoenix equals more Beal opportunities. So let's cheer for points again. Give me Bradley Beal of the Suns over the 20.5 points at the minus 107. Then the final prop on the card for me, it's Jaime Jaquez of the Miami Heat over the 10.5 points at Dallas. So the Mavericks rank 25th defending the position. They rank 24th in points allowed. They rank 21st in field goal percentage allowed. Jaquez is averaging 12.7 points per game, 11.2 points per game since the break. He's gone over in back-to-back after going under in 3 of 4 games. The Mavs, though, should be a favorable matchup. The minute should be there for him. So let's go over on Jaime Jaquez of the Miami Heat over the 10.5 points at Dallas. Where did my price go? I lost my price on this one. I apologize for that. I'll put it in the show notes. How about that? That's how distracted I am right now on this podcast. So let's recap my card for Thursday. My absolute best bet, Andrew Nembhard of the Pacers, under the 10.5 points at the minus 120. I'm on Ayu Dosunmu of the Bulls, under the 13.5 points at the minus 105. I'm on Kelly Olynyk of the Raptors under the 13.5 points at a minus 117. I'm on Jason Tatum of the Celtics under 27.5 points at the minus 115. I'm on Mikal Bridges of the Nets over the 23.5 points at the minus 105. I'm on Bradley Beal of the Suns over the 20.5 points at the minus 107. And I'm on Jaime Jaquez of the Heat over the 10.5 points and I deleted the price. I'll put it in the show notes. So that's my card for a Thursday. Yes, yeah, sorry, I'm distracted with college basketball. I may not have a prop show on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. If I sneak one in tomorrow, well, that'll be a bonus. But that's where I'm at with everything. I'm so focused on college basketball right now. But I'm hoping to have a good day once again on these NBA props. Enjoy the games, everyone. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.